Shoutouts go to Dr. Haroon in East Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. How you feeling, Doctor? Catch some of this Afro house. Song is called Ofana Nawe. Artist name is Mfana Ka Gogo. Album's name is Inzalo Ka Sikabofa. Temple Sounds the Culture. Let us know where you're listening from. 412-499-5000. Have a few more minutes here before I play the last song, but I want to say thank you very much. Sorry. I want to say thank you very much for every time you log in to listen to the Temple Sound Show. As you can tell, I get excited. You know, you go through a low, a high, then you drop down again to a low as I finish the show. But I wanted to say we appreciate all our listeners, local in Pittsburgh, nationally in the US, and internationally across the world. We're coming to you from WRCT 88.3 FM in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. We're also broadcasting on Asha Radio Prime in Toronto, Canada. And not forgetting the one and only Africa's hottest online station, Ma Walking Radio. Good times only, GTO. I'm going to wrap up the show with an artist called Piano City. Song is called Mololo. Spread the word. Catch you all next time. And if you miss any of the Temple Sound Show, please go to the website, temposounds.com, and you will find the shows on demand. Yeah, one show after the other. They're all family friendly, office friendly. It's how we do it. I believe if you're having a good time, everybody deserves to have a good time. Sit back, relax, pump up those speakers, pour your adult beverage for the teetotalers, make yourself a cup of tea, coffee, squeeze some juice, all that good stuff that comes along with it. Temple Sounds! Temple Sounds of Culture.
This is a connection and direction with the physicians, you know. This is a connection and direction with the physicians, you know.
Life.
Mandela.
Are you the doctor?
Asante Shakur.
It's Gula Doctor.
You to tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 on your FM dial. If you don't, I'll break both your legs.
You're listening to The Eli Show on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. You can listen online at WRCT.org and you can reach us in the studio at 412-268-9728.
Another human cloud to bring you down when you blew the last away. And bring out a poison tongue, a plastic crown, but for me they look the same. Sometimes it can get all too much for me, and that's why the photograph gets burnt, throw the match in gasoline. Hey, don't let the ones who hurt you see you cry.
Another I mean.
That was Stop the Rain by Ed Sheeran. The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions, and regular gallery hours are every Sunday, 2 to 5 p.m. or by appointment. Or you can visit them during Unblurred on the first Friday of each month from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, call 412-924-0634 or visit irmafreeman.org. I got my buddy John here, and he's reading. Are you going to read this right now, or are you saving it?
I don't know, actually.
We don't got all day, John.
Okay, we'll talk about foreclosure rates right now.
Right now? Okay, fine, let's do it.
All right. So foreclosure rates are rising across the nation, with Pennsylvania ranking as the 18th highest state in foreclosures. Consumers can sometimes prevent foreclosure on their homes before it happens. The nonprofit Pennsylvania Association of Mortgage Brokers offers tips for troubled homeowners to consider before or after they miss a payment. Consumers should communicate with their mortgage broker or lender, who will help them navigate through a foreclosure situation and work out a solution. For more information or to view the consumer tips, visit www.pamb.org.
Wow, that's John, the foreclosure expert. He's on my show. Could not get a more boring guest to come on. I'm just kidding, man. But John, every week we have a theme on the Eli Show. Every week there's a theme. And okay. Do you think you know the theme from that first song?
No.
All right, we're gonna play another song and we'll see if you get the theme from this song. But I'm a little disappointed, man. Come on, you gotta get the theme.
Lightning coming from your eyes. I've been twisted. Now all the clouds been lifted. Lately my heart's been so empty. You, that's what I've been missing. What's tangled up and twisted. Now all the clouds been lifted. Lately my heart's been so empty. But it feels different when you're.
That was Heartbreak Weather by Niall Horan. I hope I'm saying that right. Niall Horan. I mean, hey, if it's right, it's right. If it's wrong, it's wrong. But, John, do you know what the theme is from that song?
Well, I would have not known, but then you had the theme right on your screen.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, all right, so here's the story. All right, I put the playlist name had the theme right there. With the which I feel like is a pretty fair thing to name your playlist off of what the theme of the playlist is.
Oh, totally. But like, if you're gonna ask me what the theme is, okay. I think you should hide it from me.
That is true. I probably should have done that. But do you want to say what the theme is?
Well, it was weather.
Well, it's songs about weather.
Songs about weather.
Yeah. Well, it didn't say that, but the theme is songs that have weather, that are weather related. Because it's a beautiful day outside. Is it still beautiful? I was out there quite early.
Well, it is beautiful. All right. Yeah, a bit cold though.
I want to talk about this real quick because you know I went outside early and you did too, and you had coffee and apparently we were at La Prima around the same time.
Yeah,
but I finished my coffee really quickly and you have your coffee like barely, not even halfway drunk.
Okay. So the thing is, this cold brew is like, it's very strong.
Yes.
Right? So like, I can't drink this without like maybe having like intense bowel movements.
Oh my goodness. All right, and on that note, it is a beautiful day, so the next song we're going to play is The Sun Is Shining.
A simple band of gold wrapped around my soul. Heart forgiven, heart forget. Faith is in our hands. Castles made of sand. No more guessing, no regrets. Yeah.
Alright, so we got some promos here. Reading it out. Give vinyl from our record library a spin. Listen to Record Roulette Fridays at 6 p.m. only on WRCT.
Beep, whoop, whoop, beep, beep, beep. Boot up your PC from 2003 and log into Toontown with DJ Oh Boy. DJ Oh Boy. Music and adventure every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. Oh boy. I definitely need to check that out to see what's going on with that.
I mean, it starts with beep, boop, boop, beep, beep,
beep, boop, boop, beep. All right, John, you are here today because you missed me. I mean, like, let's cut to the facts. You missed me.
Of course I miss you.
Oh, that's sweet. That's so sweet. That's so nice. We lived together freshman year, and you have not yet converted my music taste into yours. I have not converted yours into mine.
Which I think it's going to stay that way.
Yeah, but today he's going to have to listen to my music taste until you get your own show on WRCT, and then I'll be reading your promos.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, the last song was pretty good, yeah.
Yeah. Wow, thanks. Wow. We're off to a great start. I mean, there's only good vibes here, but I want to ask you, actually, last year we had two sweet mates who were on SDC Buggy. Did you hear about this?
Oh, yes, I did.
What did you hear? Because I heard, like, very quickly from one of them.
Okay, so apparently they cheated, like, a field of vision test, and now they're disqualified from playing at race day.
Reigning champion SDC Buggy is, like, not going to be competing this year.
Which is surprising.
Yeah, I mean, it's a pretty big deal, but
but also maybe not so surprising. I don't know.
You were floating the idea of possibly, like, joining a buggy team after last year. Whatever happened. I mean, did you? I feel like that would have come up.
So right now I'm kind of trying to do social media for Apex Buggy.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. But, like, not sure how I feel too much about that right now. And maybe I won't be doing buggy next year. Feels like a lot of big time commitment.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it bigger than you expected?
Yeah.
For social, didn't you say, like, there were some teams that have, like, non-existent social media that you were kind of wanted to, like, join in?
Yeah, I would have liked to join in, but then I realized what the time commitment was, and I was just like, maybe not. I don't know. Maybe this isn't the thing I really want.
Why Apex?
I have friends in Apex.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you said it's a huge time commitment, but Are you doing any other clubs or anything?
So currently not. I feel like I'm filled with a lot of classes right now.
Yeah, I was gonna say, are you too busy being a computer science major?
Pretty much.
Oh my goodness.
But I'm right here. I'm trying to join WRCT and pretty much try to get my own show. But I'm also starting up a new club.
Really? Yeah. Well, tell me about that.
A photography club.
Okay.
Yeah. So basically, I just kind of realized or saw that we really don't have a photography club, and there's a lot of photographers in campus, and I was just like, okay, we need a club.
How do you know that there are a lot of photographers on campus?
I just kind of see them on Instagram. Like, I follow quite a bit of people, and I'm like, oh, they're holding a camera. They have their own photography accounts. I'm like, clearly people would like this. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, I got a friend with me to help me out, and then basically, we made an interest form. We even put some posters up, which you might see around right now, because we just them up last week.
Wow. Yeah. No. Are you, like, are you interested in pursuing photography more?
I mean, definitely. Like, I do like photography, and would like to go somewhere with it. But right now, this is more like an experiment. Just want to have fun. Mm-hmm. Just want to build a community.
How did your passion for photography, like, come about?
So it kind of started with, like, more of a passion of movies first.
Okay.
And so, like, back in high school, I would talk to, like, my teachers, or specifically this one teacher, and I would talk about movies with him, and I'm like, I really like how, like, these films look and stuff, and then I was like, maybe one day I could become, like, a cinematographer or whatever. And he was like, oh, well, you should become, like, a photographer first. And I'm like, oh, that sounds like pretty logical to do. So then I just kind of looked into it, and I was like, you know, this seems cool. I want to try this out. and then just started out from there.
And it stuck?
Yeah.
So did you keep going towards like cinematography or like towards film?
So not exactly. I kind of just stuck to photography.
Really?
Yeah. I think I just like, I feel like cinematography seems like a bit harder to get into, especially with like the industry.
Mm-hmm.
And photography is more of like doing my own thing.
Right.
Just because I don't have to like work on a set with some people, or I could just take my own photos anywhere.
Right.
Unless I get commissioned, but I don't know if that would happen.
Right. So. Do you have your own, do you have your own like equipment to do that?
I have a couple of cameras, some equipment's back home, and, well, that's kind of hard to bring over.
Because iPhone cameras are surprisingly, like, good.
No, they are. I've taken some pictures with my phone that come out pretty good, just that sometimes they don't look the way I want them to.
Right. So, do you think that this club, I mean, you said that you were, very interested in, like, You're starting this club, but you are interested in building a community. Do you think you are finding people who are more experienced in photography, or is it like, are you trying to who you can learn from, or are you just trying to like meet other people, or what's the vibe here?
I think I'm just trying to meet other people.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's going to be people that I think are better than me, and there's people that are going to be maybe slightly worse than me. I don't know, but I just kind of want to have fun. I just want to talk to people, like either it's about their pictures or what they do. It's all good vibes.
Dude, that's really exciting. I want to go back to computer science for a sec, and then get these nightmares out of your head for tonight. Did you ever think about studying something other than computer science? Let me just start right there.
Every day.
I meant before you made the decision. I mean, now.
I mean, okay, so. You're asking me if I should have studied something else, right?
I'm asking if you thought about it beforehand.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, CS at CMU is, like maybe intense, and I'm like...
Maybe intense. That's a great description.
You know, for some people, it's not intense, and then for some other people, I'm just...
Oh, is that true?
Yeah. And then for me, I'm just like, oh, I'm trying to survive here.
Does it make it harder that there are people who you're like, oh, it's too intense for? Or it's not intense enough for.
I just don't really care if that's there's good. People there that don't find it hard. I'm just like trying to survive on my own. But basically, maybe when I got here, I was just like slightly excited for it. But I think the classes here kind of drain you, and I don't really find enjoyment in it that much. Though, like, I guess the specific field I'm studying, which is like HCI, is. Less about
human computer interaction for those who don't know. See, I'm smart too. But, you know, I know things.
Which is like less CS intensive is more enjoyable to me because there's like more psychology to it, which I find it more interesting rather than just like pure math and pure computers and stuff.
I was gonna say, why stick with it if it drains you?
I mean, of course, good job opportunities. Like, let's be honest, there's a decent market. I mean. Kind of, because like tech companies have been firing people like all over.
Right. When you went to see other schools, were you going at each of them with like, oh, I'm gonna study computer science at every one of them?
Actually, no. I visited some other schools intending to like. I think when I first applied, it was first for computer science for all of them, but for some other schools that I was looking at, I was like intending to switch out.
What were the other options elsewhere?
I was looking at like Boston University, and I think some other options were like UMich.
Well, I meant like for major.
Oh, major?
Like, yeah, what would you have done elsewhere?
Oh, maybe I thought about film, civil engineering. I think about a lot. I really do like buildings and stuff. I don't know why. And I like trains for some reason.
So your roommate is also a computer science major.
Yes.
Did that make it more? And this, you know, you stayed with the same roommate for 2 years. Did that make it more difficult or easier when transitioning?
As in,
or like if you're struggling with work, like, or if you're taking the same classes, or I mean, it might make it easier if you're watching your roommate like fall apart and you're doing well. I don't know if that's.
Yeah. So like, I guess the first year is more like let's see. Like, definitely, I didn't see him as struggle as much.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of made it, like, slightly hard on me. But I think over time, I got used to it. I'm like, yeah, there's people that are going to be better, and I just have to do my own thing. And we take, now we're taking more similar classes, but it's still, like, quite different. We only take, like, I think one class in similarity, and or, like, in common, and then the rest of the classes are different. So it's, like, either way, we're going to split off and do our own thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, why don't we get back to some more music, and then we'll chat about some more things. How about that?
Of course.
All right, so this next song is Cold, Cold, Cold by Cage the Elephant. I didn't know elephants can sing. Okay, that was a horrible joke. I can't even. John's not laughing. All right, here we go. Was Cold, Cold, Cold by Cage the Elephant. We're doing songs that are weather related here today on the Eli Show. You were gonna say something?
No, I got nothing.
All right, I'm here with John, and he's got nothing. John, is there anything that you did in high school that you aren't doing here that you wish you could, like activity wise club wise is like
I used to do a lot of tech in high school. So, like, I managed, basically what was, like, the tech crew / stage crew for, like, drama productions in high school, which I don't really do any of that here. I mean, there's, like, clubs like AB Tech and then other clubs, I think, like CMU TV, which do very similar things, but I've not tried to go for them, so.
Well, the one thing you are doing here that you did, that you definitely did in high school, was drink coffee.
Oh, of course.
Wait, did you drink coffee through all through? Was it all throughout high school?
Pretty much.
When did you start? Like, what's ninth? Like, I don't know, ninth grade?
Yeah, I think so. I think, really? Like ninth grade, yeah.
Any time before that?
I don't think so, no.
So literally right at high school, you like started drinking coffee?
Yeah, so there's like, the story was, like, I remember this perfectly.
Okay.
Yeah. So there was this coffee shop near my high school, and I would just like, me and my friends would walk to it now, like, back then, like, almost daily. And so I was like, this is like the first time I'm going to like a coffee shop to get like coffee. Or, because I've been to Starbucks and stuff, but I would go and get like, I don't know, the Frappuccino or whatever. And I'm like, this isn't really coffee. This is just like...
Wow, I'm a little hurt right now. It's my go-to beverage.
So I went to the coffee shop, and then I'm just like, you know what? Serve me this or whatever. And they give it
to me.
Did
you say that?
No, I said, give me a latte.
I feel like you would. I feel like you'd go to a place and be like, just surprise me.
I've done that.
Oh, my goodness. All right. You actually, I want to give you, before we keep going, I want to give you credit, because you encouraged me to befriend the people at La Prima.
Oh, really?
And they know my name now.
That was me?
Well, you encouraged me to do
that. I encouraged you?
You told me that you were going, you come back and you'd be like, I had a conversation with this guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So sadly, that guy doesn't work at La Prima anymore.
Okay.
So I don't even know how we became like quote unquote friends. Like, I don't know what the relationship was, to be honest. It was very, very customer barista or whatever.
Yeah.
And so, like, we just started talking one day, and then like, I think he would see me every morning because I had an 8 a.m. class, and La Prima would open at like 7 a.m.
You got an 8 a.m. class.
This was first semester of first year.
What was it? Now I'm curious.
I think that was like Calc 1 recitation.
Oof. Okay. Well, it's one day. It's not like every day.
It was like Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Oh, 2 days. Oh, yeah, that's bad. Okay.
So I would be like the first person at La Prima in the morning or something.
Yeah.
Because he just started knowing my order. And I was just like, oh, okay.
He made it the night before.
And then eventually he would ask for me for my name, which is like John. But then... John isn't spelled like John or like my John.
Right.
Right? It's like J-E-A-N. And then eventually I just corrected him, and then I like kind of stuck with him.
Hmm.
And then we just started talking, and then he would tell me about like, I guess, his life.
That's cool. Did you share about yours?
Yeah, sometimes. I'm like, how are you? He's like, how are you doing? And I'm like, I don't know, bro. I'm just like suffering here.
Oh my goodness. Okay, wait. Take me back to this, the coffee shop in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, like, I guess going back to that coffee shop, it would basically be, like, the first day I went, I was just like, oh, I want a latte. And I was like, damn, this is pretty good.
Okay.
Like, yeah, right? Like I always, like, I would get coffee from my mom or something. I'm like, yeah, this ain't good.
That's the same with me. I mean, sorry, Mom, if you're listening, but, like, I got coffee from her and not a fan.
Right? I would taste it. I'm just like, I can't do this. And then, but then I go to the coffee shop, I ordered this latte, and I'm like, this is really good. And then we started coming back. I kept ordering the same thing. And then eventually I was just like, I'm going to change it up. And then I kept changing orders and stuff. And eventually they started knowing my name. They knew my order and stuff. And I was like, the barista knew me there as well. So
it's like here. So you touched on this a little bit, but your passion for film, you said your passion for photography came from your passion for film.
Yes.
So where did the passion for film come from?
So I think this was like during... I guess quarantine, there was like not much to do, and I needed to like fill in the time. And you know, people played games, I played games, there people did other stuff. I don't know. You basically try to do anything you can as much inside.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, well, I'm going to watch some movies and stuff. And I kept watching. And then I got into like this rabbit hole of just like, I guess more foreign films, or like more, I guess, older films as well. And I'm just like, okay, the history of film is very interesting, and you know, it kind of like reflects on certain events that happened throughout history. And then I would talk about this with like that one specific teacher I might have mentioned earlier, and we kind of just like hit it off, talking about like what like this movie means, what this movie reflects or whatever. And it kind of stuck with me. And, like, maybe I don't watch as much movies as I did back then, just because, like, you need to find the time for them. And I was doing it almost, like, daily. I would go to school, like, online through Zoom. And then after that, I would take a nap.
Okay.
And then after that, three movies throughout the night.
Like watching the movies while on Zoom.
Well, I could do that, yeah. I would play games while on Zoom. You know, something to tick the brain or whatever.
Right, right.
And that's pretty much it. Like, I just kind of like watching movies, and I don't know.
Yeah, is anyone else in your family passionate about film?
No.
Just you?
Just me. Actually, maybe my brother, but it's like we have very different tastes, and I wouldn't say my taste came from his. I don't know.
Yeah, what were you doing? What were you in like passionate about before film? Because it's like we got photography. We're going backwards. Photography, film. What's going on before?
Let's see. I don't know. I just played a lot of video games. That was mostly it.
Video games is a passion.
Yeah, yeah. It would just be mostly video games. Like, you know, coming back from school and then playing with friends, and then, you know, you get your mom scolding at you for not studying or whatever.
Is it difficult having these like passions that not really anyone around you is, can really relate to?
Sometimes. Even back in high school, they were not very similar to some of my friends, but I kind of just found like communities online, and I kind of read what they had to say and stuff, and I felt pretty satisfied with that for now.
Did that come from like the gaming, or was it just like you were like seeking out more people to kind of bond with over?
I think I would say I'm just chronically online. Okay. So yeah, I seeked out for people to look and bond over these things.
How much older is your brother than you?
11 years.
Wow. That's a big difference.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like an only child with such a big difference?
Actually, yeah.
Really?
Well, like...
You smiled.
Well, it's more like, I think this is like the first time someone has said something like that.
Okay.
Right? Because the first time he went off to college, I was like in first grade or kindergarten. So then like, it's like those 4 years of him studying, and then I'm basically just home, like technically alone with like my parents. And then after that, after he studied, I'm already like going to middle school or whatever. And then he's going to find a job. So he's going to live like out in the States while I stay in Puerto Rico.
Hmm. Do you think that like helps you? Like, do you think that gets you to be closer with your parents when you're, you know, you have such an age gap?
I actually don't know. I don't know the answer to that one.
Hmm.
Just because like maybe it could be, but it could also be just the effect of just me being the younger child. I don't know.
Do you think that you being the younger child is reflected in your personality?
I hear a lot about like younger children being spoiled. Maybe I am like more spoiled than my brother, but I hear about like more like horror stories.
Horror stories?
Yeah.
What's the horror story?
I don't know. Like just like you see a younger child walking around and they're like maybe 20 already, like my age.
Okay.
And then they just act.
You're 20 already?
Yeah.
Wait. Okay. That's like something, but okay, go on.
Right. All right. So, and then they're like 20, and then they kind of act kind of entitled, like they deserve something they want. I don't know. This is just like maybe me looking at media or stuff. I don't know.
You don't find yourself like, well, I wasn't gonna say entitled, but you don't think that there's anything about being a younger child that like is reflected in your personality.
Yeah, I feel. I'm not sure if like, I guess this would depend on how people see me.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe a lot of people could see, like, you know, a lot of people try to guess that they're the only child or the younger child or they're the older child by the way they act. And I'm not really sure how people see me in that regard. Maybe sometimes they guess only child. I'm not sure.
Well, I want to talk about, you know, Puerto Rico and everything and that's going on. But I feel like we just need some more music.
Of
I mean,
course,
we,
yeah,
we always could use some more music. So this is actually we'll play two songs. So I'll just play them and then we'll be back. We're gonna be back with a game. We got a game. You like games, right?
Of course, I like games.
Yeah, it's not a video game, but it is a game. So we'll be back with a game. Stay tuned to the Eli Show.
Whatever goes around eventually comes back to you. So you gotta be careful, baby, and look both ways before you cross my mind.
get offensive, cause I'm the hottest flower boy that popped up on the scene. Feeling better, better than ever, cause your umbrella, umbrella. Sun is beaming on me like headlights beaming on Bambi. Now let's pretend the street is a room and you are a Camry, cause you drama candy, the Tito to my Randy. Now let's produce some thrillers, my chocolate with your vanilla,
The sun will come out.
My plate that my mother put there. She knows I don't like peas, but she doesn't care. She says, come on, try it now, it's not the worst. If you want some ice cream, you must eat that pea first. And I really did put the pea on my spoon, but I made a mistake and my mouth closed too soon. It slipped off the spoon and fell onto the floor. Whoops. My mom said, don't worry, she's got plenty more. There's a pea on my plate that my mother put there. Peas make me vomit, but she doesn't care. They're wrinkled and mushy and slimy and green. I wonder what happened that made her so mean. There's really no telling how much this will hurt, but I have to eat it, cause I want dessert. It shouldn't have happened, it's true, I suppose. Somehow by mistake it got dug up by toes.
There's a pea on my plate that my mother put there. She knows I'm not hungry, but she doesn't care. I tell her if she makes me eat it, I'll die.
She says that she's sorry to hear that. Bye-bye. The pea rolls on my plate, forward and back. It rolls round and round like a train on a track. Faster and faster, it huffs and it puffs till it rolls off the track. My mom says, enough. There's a pea on my plate that my mother put there. It's cold and it's clammy, but she doesn't care. It's hard to believe that just one stupid pea is all that stands between some ice cream and me. So we sit at the table, just me and my mom. My sister, my brother, my father, they're gone. I hear the clock ticking, now it's getting late for me and my mom and that pea on my plate. There's a pea on my plate that my mother put there. She says that she really thinks she's being fair. Just one little bite and this whole thing will stop. And I can't have ice cream with sprinkles on top. She knows that she's got me, she'll win. There's no doubt. She knows ice cream's something I can't live without. She knows this is one fight that she cannot lose. I say, skip the ice cream, may I be excused.
Company's here. Our company, that is. Hello,